Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Today's Issues on American Family Radio on this Monday, March 22nd, 2021. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Jardaw joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Hey, if you want to send us an email, make sure it's a K-Love email. Positive and encouraging. Send it to comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net. Hey, we're going to on two spiritual heritage tours this year, one in June, one in September. And if you want to join us, if you're tired of sitting around the house, you know, you're tired of hearing about COVID, and you're just ready to break free.
Break free.
We would love for you to join us. We're going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon. So those trips are in June and September. For all the details, information, cost, and everything associated with these tours, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Everything's there, spiritualheritagetours.com. We've only got like just a handful of seats left. So we'd love for you to join us on these tours. If you want to go, you're ready to get out, start living again, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. Steve, what do you got?
Well, before we get to my stories, I was going to say, I bet there's a lot of people out there that are looking forward to when this craziness is over and you can restart your trips to the Holy Land. And you know why? They're the best. Do you know why they're the best?
Who's the best?
Your trips to the Holy Land are the best trips.
Oh, why is that, Steve?
Israeli fun.
Israeli fun. It's really fun.
Israeli fun.
I see what he, you know.
That's J.J. Jasper worthy.
Israeli, I got you, Steve. Fun. Well, we're waiting on Israel to reopen. They haven't reopened yet. Whenever they reopen, we're taking our March 2020 tour group. Huh? We've been waiting a year now, huh?
Yeah, I remember when you had to cancel. It was like a week before, 2 weeks before you're supposed to leave.
Yeah,
they shut down.
No, it was 3 days.
3 days. All right.
I was about to leave. It was a Monday. We were about to head to New York to meet our group. You know, and on Wednesday, group left out on Thursday, and Israel canceled on the Monday. Canceled flights into the country. Because of COVID, you know, so that's when the world began to shut down. About this time last year, wasn't it?
It's about a year.
Yeah. So anyway, hopefully we'll be able to go soon. But you can't go if they won't take you if you can't get a flight there, right? You got to wait for it to reopen.
Remember that was 15 days to flatten the curve. That's the longest 15 days I've ever spent. Remember they said 15 days.
That's a year in dog days.
Yes. Good, you just redeemed
it. Yeah, I remember that. 15 days to flatten the curve.
Suckers.
Where did that go? All right, now we're on 15 months. We're going on 15 months to flatten the curve.
That's what they meant.
You know, in all seriousness, COVID has, you know, a lot of people have died.
No, it's been devastating.
Yeah, a lot of people have died. But we seem to be on the back end now, Steve.
That's what they're saying. And, of course, those that are like the Dr. Anthony Fauci's of the world are saying, don't let up now because there could be another resurgence. You never know. But, yeah, it does. And other people like, for example, Dr. Rand Paul is saying, you know what, enough people have had it and have had the vaccine that we have reached herd immunity, and even with new strains, it's not going to come and devastate us anymore.
Well, the death rate, though, even though, yes, a lot of people passed away, we all know people.
Right.
who passed away because of COVID complications. A lot of them had other underlying health issues, which we know COVID affected those people worse than people who didn't have underlying health issues, but still they passed because of COVID complications. But the death rate now is almost, it's minuscule. You know what I'm saying? So
that is the percentage of people who get COVID and die from it.
Yes, because we've learned better how to treat people,
right,
with medicines and so forth. A lot of people now have gotten it and got the antibodies. So, I mean, there's a lot of positive things happening on that front.
Well, and I would like to another little bit of good news in connection
with this.
We can
use it.
Yes, absolutely. An upcoming children's book stars a new household name as the main character. You know who it is? Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yes.
Yes. Simon & Schuster
is
releasing the book, Dr. Fauci, How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor, written by Kate Messner, illustrated blah, 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 blah.
But he's white.
It will chronicle both the doctor's life and provide information on vaccines for children.
He's white. They can't do that. They can't celebrate him.
That just warms my heart.
Okay.
I tell you what, I could see a series right there.
Yes.
You know,
Dr. Fauci wears one mask. And the sequel, Dr. Fauci wears two masks.
Dr. Fauci goes to Wuhan.
Yes.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? He could travel the world.
Yes.
Right.
And it's a serious story from CBS News.
Okay.
So Fred left it. We didn't get to it. He wanted our listeners to have that good news.
He knew what a fan our
burning a
was.
Hole in his pocket.
That's right.
Our legions of fans among AFR listeners of Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci. And the guy's Italian. He's
right.
Italian. You'd think I'd be a big fan, but,
right.
I'm
but
so
not.
Not.
All right. Go ahead, Steve.
President Trump is speaking out, which will surprise nobody, but last night or maybe this morning, because he really is no slave of a clock, it doesn't matter to him, he released a statement on the border crisis. He said, "We proudly handed the Biden administration the most secure border in history. All they had to do was keep the smooth-running system on autopilot." He's calling for a investigation of Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas and his mishandling of the, and the cover-up, because they're not, I think you guys probably talked about it, they're not allowing reporters down on the border. So this morning, he calls into Fox News and spoke with Harris Faulkner. And I wanted to play you a little bit about what he said. This is the end, so he's kind of wrapping up, and she asked him, "Why are you speaking out? What is your main concern?" This is Cut 10.
"The reason I weigh in is very simple. They're destroying our country. Very simple. It can't get simpler than that. They are destroying our country, and they're going to destroy it with tax increases, the likes of which nobody has ever seen before, in order to accomplish the Green New Deal nonsense. They're destroying it with woke. When China looks at woke and they see the biggest problem we have is Dr. Seuss, in the meantime, they're building factories and trying to kill us in so many different ways. They laugh at us. They think we're so, frankly, they think our country is stupid when they look at this, when our competitors look at what's going on in our country, taking down the statues to great heroes and so many other things. Now, I do it because I want to do what's right, and they are destroying our country."
So
he just bingoed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or
he just made a birdie, or an eagle.
There you go.
I guess I should say. Go ahead.
From down to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
So this is going to become a regular thing with him calling into Fox News shows, right?
They'll
Didn't he do that
every,
last week
every,
on,
yeah.
on one of the programs?
Anytime he wants, they'll give him 45 minutes to an hour.
And you know.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it used to be that presidents stayed out of politics
yes.
after they left office, but President Obama, former President Obama, kind of changed that. He made comments
right.
about President Trump during his administration, so now it's fair game, I guess.
It's a good thing, too, because I don't know how in the world President Trump would have remained silent for more than 3 months after his policies are taken down. I just don't see how he could do it.
You know, whether you like President Trump or not, voted for him or not, this much is true. And I think credit's due. when it's due.
Right.
And President Trump worked really hard in his administration to get our southern border under control and restore law and order. And you know, he did. And so he worked very hard with the Central American governments, Mexico.
Right.
Remain in Mexico until you have your asylum hearing.
Yes.
All these things were working like a charm, basically. And there, he was building the wall, which there's nothing wrong with building a wall. A wall is preventative. It keeps people from coming here and trying to get over into our country.
Good walls make good neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a wall. Every country in the world uses walls pretty much when in the history of man. That's why Nancy right. Pelosi puts up a wall in D.C. to keep yes. people away from the Capitol building.
There's a fence around the White House.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with, there's nothing immoral about a wall, like Joe Biden said there was. So, I'm just saying, President Trump, for whatever things he didn't get accomplished, that much he did get accomplished. And to watch that dismantled in a matter of weeks, because Biden says, whatever Trump did, I'm going to do the reverse. It doesn't matter whether it works or not.
Right.
Biden just said, I'm gonna undo whatever thing Trump did because I hate Trump.
Right.
And we got to do it.
Orange man bad.
Orange man bad, regardless of whether it was effective or not. It must be very frustrating for the former president, that is Trump, to watch. I told my wife the other day, it's like Trump went out to the beach and built this beautiful sandcastle, and then he leaves, and then Biden just tramples it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like you have to watch that go on. So, anyway, go ahead, Steve.
Let's talk about mask madness these days. So I think I heard you guys tease this a little bit at the beginning of the last hour. Oregon is deciding that it wants to make its mask mandate permanent.
Who saw this coming?
Yeah, I know, right? This is the Oregon Department of Health. And
what?
The Oregon.
I said what?
You said what? The Oregon Health Department wants to make the mask mandate, the current order passed in November, requires all employers to implement state-imposed guidelines for social distancing and mask compliance, but it's set to expire on May 4th. And they don't want to, another 3 months. It's not going to be done. We want masks in another 3 months. So they want to make it permanent. Oh, no, don't worry. We'll get rid of it when the COVID's no longer a threat.
Well, that's not permanent.
Well, they'll repeal it. Yeah, I guess. And it's getting so silly.
They want to extend it. Indefinitely is what you're saying, basically, until...
Although the rule must be adopted as a permanent rule, its purpose is to address the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the proposal. Oregon OSHA intends to repeal the rule when it is no longer necessary to address the pandemic.
Okay, so in other words, the initial rule had a termination date.
Yes.
May 4th. They are going to say, we are going to extend it without a termination date.
We don't need no termination date.
We don't need to. Now, see, you're on fire now. We don't need no stinking termination. So they're say that we're going to re-up. We're signing up again for the mandates. We're just not going to have a termination date. So you have to actually repeal the law to end it at some point.
And it's not only just the state offices. The state has mandated masks be worn for all athletic competitions. And the schools in Eugene, the Eugene-Springfield area of Oregon, my daughter lives there, very liberal part, but they have limited the travel. Their cross-country teams can't go out to the different meets around the state.
Can't go cross-country.
Can't go cross-country, exactly.
See what he did there?
Yeah. So the six or so schools in the area competing against each other each weekend. They just go out and have a tournament. And there is a picture in the Register Guard of these guys, these high school kids, running with masks. Can you imagine doing 5K with a mask?
I didn't even know that was healthy.
It is, I don't think it is.
You got teenagers running 5Ks, cross country athletes, they're all wearing masks outside running.
Outside running. We are looking at the story.
And they make fun of us. And they make fun of us in the South, huh?
My understanding is that is not a requirement from Dr. Fauci, soon to be
the hero
of a kids book, because you're breathing in your own carbon monoxide,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that
or
I just
carbon,
can't...
carbon dioxide. Right?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
I get kind of claustrophobic when I walk into a store and I'm walking with a mask on.
Yes.
It can only so long before I have to tear that thing off and breathe a couple times.
I'm the same way. I get ornery wearing it because it is really irritating.
I can't imagine having to ask.
A lot of this mask stuff is a lot of it now is just virtue signaling. It's just it's like Rand Paul said the other day.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, a mask, we can have the mask discussion on very intimate settings of people who are gathered. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
By that, I mean, for example, in an airplane, even though the air that comes through the airplane is
filtered.
Is filtered. Okay. All right. We can talk about that because you're sitting very close to a lot of people. But this idea of wearing mask in the outside while you're running around is insane. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a virtue signaling, I guess, because I'll tell you why people don't believe that. You look at the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament.
Right.
You got guys and ladies out there 10 on 10 slobbering on each other, right, sweating on each other, in each other's face for 40 minutes. They don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
Nobody says you must wear a mask. But the coach sitting on the sideline,
right,
by no one, basically, because they're all, have you seen
these
chairs?
They're pacing up and down the sidelines.
Yeah. He or she has to wear a mask. And they're not even around anybody hardly. But when the irony here is when they do want to talk, these coaches do what human nature does. They pull down their mask.
To talk to their, so you can hear
which
them.
Which defeats the whole purpose, the whole point of wearing the mask, supposedly.
Well, they may want to sing a praise song on the sideline.
I was going to say the good thing about, the only good thing I'd say about this Oregon law now or policy with regards to the cross-country team wearing masks is they did tell them they could not sing while they were running.
That's true.
So that was smart, I thought. No
you
singing.
You know what? If you're going to put up with this and you're in Oregon, Oregonians, then go for it. Okay, just wear a mask till Jesus comes back. Not that a majority of Oregonians believe in Jesus. But just wear it.
Not,
go ahead.
Not that a majority of you are going when he comes. But
we're making a judgment right here.
Wow.
But we're judging about something people don't believe in.
Yes.
So those who don't believe shouldn't be offended because we're talking about.
And something. I shouldn't joke about people not going in the rapture.
But just knock yourself out, okay? Just wear a mask forever.
Right.
And double up while you're at it.
There you
that's
go.
That's right. Dr. Fauci. That's what Dr. Fauci says.
Double up.
Wear two masks.
Go, Steve.
Hey, I want to introduce you to a Catholic priest in Arizona, the town of Buckeye, Arizona, which, if I recall correctly, is west of Phoenix. And his name is Father William Cosco. He's a little upset that Joe Biden is, well, not only calling himself a Catholic, but has been baptized into the Catholic Church and is a Catholic. I want you to hear what Father William Cosco has to say. This is from a homily from a mass that he was performing. This is cut 8.
We've just elected a Catholic president who is diametrically opposed to all of the basic moral principles that are proclaimed by the Roman Catholic Church. Not only abortion and the sanctity of human life, but the sanctity of marriage, and this gender silliness. How in the world did that happen? A Catholic. I'll tell you, if he wasn't Catholic, I probably wouldn't be so upset. He's a member of my family. He's the most powerful man in the world. And he is absolutely opposed to the basic understandings that God is the author of life. How in the world did this happen? You want an answer? I'll tell you the answer. Because our bishops have been silent for 60 years through bad catechesis and cowardice.
Wow.
The guy works for those bishops, by the way. I don't know how long he's got.
I wonder what church he'll be moved to now.
The Protestant church down in Yuma.
Yeah, those bishops will find their spine now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll punish an outspoken Catholic priest.
There are a lot of devoted Catholics who feel the same way this gentleman does, that priest right there. I have a friend who's a Catholic. He calls Biden a false Catholic. So, you call yourself a Catholic and then you don't adhere to the teachings of the church on some life and death moral issues.
Yes. Oh, and spiritually life and death issues.
Right.
So this is abortion is a grave sin. It's considered a mortal sin. It'll send you to hell.
Basically, what Biden is doing as a, quote, Catholic, although he is a member of the church, is akin to a Baptist saying that they don't believe Jesus is the only way to heaven.
Right.
you're like going, what?
Yes.
Huh? You call yourself a Baptist and you don't believe?
Why don't you just leave? You just leave your church if you don't believe that
kind of thing. Right.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we got three. You got anything good over there in that stack?
You know, I do. I got some good news from our friends at the, it's not good news if you're a man or a woman, but from our friends at the, at the Babylon Bee, they are saying that this COVID-19, it has some limitations. So they say a new study out of Johns Hopkins University finds that the novel coronavirus is impacting men and women more than all the other genders combined.
those Babylon Bee guys.
Yeah,
that's for. There may be people who are listening who've never heard of the Babylon Bee. What kind of website?
Yeah,
it's a satirical news website. They write, "Finally, a virus that ignores demi boys, dragon kin, and those who identify as tater tots."
Identify as a tater tot.
Yes.
Well, they're the descendants of Mr. Potato Head.
Yes.
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 So this is a satirical website.
It is a satirical website.
I get their email in my box every day.
They are on fire these days.
They are very funny, the twist they put on the news. And it's from a Christian perspective.
Well, it is, but they'll poke fun at just about anybody.
Yes.
Is Biden going to have a press conference this week?
Yeah, Thursday.
He is this week?
That's what they say.
After 2 months?
Well, he needs time to gather the questions from the reporters and script them in crayon. And
so he's going to have a press conference this week?
Like a live?
That's what it's supposed to be. But he will be told who to call on, and it would not surprise me. I don't know this, but it wouldn't surprise me if those reporters have to put their questions in beforehand.
Well, it's fair. That's the way they did Trump.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Hey, you know what Biden ought to do? Wear 3 face masks.
No one can understand.
And
them.
A shield. And then...
Next question.
Yes. Next question.
Joe Biden held his first press conference. He was brilliant.
That is brilliant. Huh? That is brilliant. Because they could, since they're having the questions submitted in advance, they'll submit his answers afterwards.
That's right.
You couldn't hear what he said, but that's what
he said. Okay.
Brilliant.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have a great Monday afternoon. Keep listening to AFR, and we shall see you back here tomorrow.